Joining us live on the phone from Yorkshire is the Huffington Post blogger and body image campaigner Becky Hopper. Becky, you caused a social media storm last year. Can you tell us what happened?
Yeah, well, I went into the store in St. Stephen's Shopping Centre in Hull, and we saw the mannequin and realised just how thin it was. And then my friend, who's the girl in the photo, she said, take a photo if we stood next to it, which I did. Mm-hmm. I tweeted it, and obviously it went viral. Over 10,000 retweets and, you know, probably the same amount of favourites and, you know, in the case of a couple of days.
Wow, that's crazy. Did you expect to get as much support as you got?
No, well, I didn't expect anything, to be honest. It wasn't a campaign in the first place. It was just me, you know, tweeting a photo to my friends. And then Dan Mutton from The Sun, he retweeted it, and obviously it picked up from there. Then BuzzFeed wrote...
Wow, BuzzFeed? That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, so it went from there and spiralled, really.
And who was it that got behind you in terms of, you know, retweets? Was it just females in support, or was the males as well?
It was people from, you know, all sort of walks of life, men, women, you know, people of different ages. The nicest part of it for me was receiving emails from parents of mostly, I think, young girls who'd suffer from eating disorders. And to say what a brilliant job with, you know, body image and things like that we were doing. Mm-hmm. But I did get quite a lot of tweets from men in support of what we were doing, yeah.
So it was mixed responses then. In a response from the retailer concerned, they say mannequins are plastic and do not represent the female body. Do you feel this response is fair?
Definitely not. Well, my response to their response was that if there's a piece of plastic moulded into the shape of a female body, supposedly, and it's wearing clothes to be sold to women, then it is representative of the female body, whether they like that or not. You know, we do walk into shops and see mannequins and think, you know, that's what, you know, the clothes should probably look like on. So they are a representation of, you know, the female body, whether the retailer was willing to accept that or not.
What degree do retailers have a duty of care when it comes to mannequins and promoting a healthy body image, do you think?
Yeah, definitely. They definitely have a duty of care. That's sort of my point all along. We were contacted by, you know, representatives of charities for eating disorders and things like that, saying that, you know, these images can act as a trigger for those that are predisposed already to, you know, eating disorders, which is obviously the case. If you see a mannequin in, you know, whichever shop, not necessarily the shop that I walked into, some of them have a burn sticking out. And I mean, you know, in one of the national newspapers in the UK a couple of mornings ago, it was a different shop, you know, with a mannequin, you know, the same situation. So I think all brands, you know, especially on a global scale, definitely have a duty of care to their demographic, like to their customers.
And what do you think these retailers can do to promote a healthy body image?
I said all along that all we were sort of calling for was more diversity. You know, I'm not saying that, you know, women who are, you know, the size of this mannequin are wrong or unhealthy or anything like that, because I've got friends myself who are the size of this mannequin. But when the UK standard size for a woman is a 16, and this is the only body image portrayed right throughout this particular shop, and also, you know, a lot of other high street shops, it does, you know, make you stop and think, like, you know, should I look like this mannequin? And for a lot of women, for the majority of women, in fact, it's an unattainable body image.
Do you think the stereotype sends out a negative impression then on the fashion industry? Obviously, you've talked about how it affects young people and how they can maybe be easily influenced. Do you think that this then could lead to eating disorders, like possibly anorexia or bulimia?
Well, I don't think the majority of people or fashion designers or even the high street, you know, purposely go out to promote eating disorders and things like that. But I think they do have to think, again, like we say, the duty of care. They do have to think of the possible consequences of their actions, the fact that this is the only, you know, body image that is represented. If it was a more diverse range, which is what we have called for, then, you know, there's less chance of that, and you know, most people will be happier all around, I think.
And what do you believe is a healthy body image?
Well, I don't think there's any particular size or, you know, anything like that that can be deemed healthy. Again, like you say, it's more about a diverse range of, you know, shapes and sizes.
So you would like to see a lot more variety?
I think, yeah, definitely variety, but I think this was, you know, for want of a better word, super skinny. Like, you know, I like to say it is very unattainable for most women, so it's not the ideal.
I know. And have you got any tips on how young women can feel more confident in themselves and their bodies?
Well, for myself, I think it's something that I've sort of been brought up with. Luckily, my mum and my dad, you know, sort of said, sort of taught me my whole life, if someone picks on you, they're just jealous.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you're just jealous of me, which I'm sure is not the case, but...
Oh, no, my parents have told me the exact same thing. I'm a curvy 14 to 16 anyways myself,
oh,
so...
There you go.
my parents told me the exact same thing.
Yeah, so I think self-confidence is something that comes from within. Like, I don't think it can be taught to people, but I do think that the opposite can be taught. You know, insecurities can be taught.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I've said in previous interviews, just sort of try and be nice to each other, especially, you know, teenagers. It's a difficult time to, you know, be growing up, you know, with social media being at the forefront of their, you know, daily lives. And just think about the consequences of your actions before you do, you know, maybe put someone down because of how, you know, their physical appearance.
Absolutely. And have you noticed, since, you know, maybe walking into certain retail stores, do you feel now that the campaign has been, or the notification has been released, have you noticed a change in the mannequins since this, you know, controversy on Twitter and all over the media?
There hasn't been a change in the mannequins, no. In fact, the shop in question uses exactly the same mannequins. We actually went into the store with a local news team not so long ago, and the clothes on the mannequin, which they alleged were size 10, were actually in fact size 6. I've spoken to an employee of that particular shop who said that, you know, even the size 6 clothes have to be stapled sometimes at the back because they're too big for the mannequin.
Wow.
And then obviously in the Daily Mail the other morning, when they said, you know, the other shop that, you know, in question about the mannequins, obviously it's still an ongoing situation because, you know, they're not the only shop that are doing this and think that this is acceptable.
And Becky, do you think government should be doing more to support, you know, a healthy body image?
The government?
Yeah, in terms of, you know, the elected representatives at Westminster.
Well, I think so. I think things like that, I mean, you know, it's probably a woman's issue, which is, I'm sure, where you question about, you know, who replied to me, you know, sort of stemmed from the fact that it is a woman's issue. And, unfortunately, women are still not represented 50-50 in Westminster, so I think that's maybe part of a bigger issue. Perhaps if we did have more female politicians and things like this, maybe would be touched upon. I mean, I appreciate it's not a huge issue, but for some people it is, so, you know, it still needs attention.
Thank you so much for talking to us today. It has been lovely to have you on the show. I know you have a blog. Where can our listeners read this?
My author archive is Becky Hopper on Huffington Post, but if you Google Becky Hopper Huffington Post, it comes up. So.
That's great. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.